a Florida woman may be going to jail over dipping sauce at Raising Cane's. Now, full disclosure, I've never been to a Raising Cane's. Kelly, I know you have. I would assume that B.B. Shea has been to a Raising Cane's.
Probably.
He's a foodie.
Well, the dipping sauce is their thing.
That's their signature? Is it one or is it a variety?
I've only been once. I think it's a variety of different sauces. But
like sweet and sour, tangy?
You know, we're going to have to ask B.B. Shea that because I think there's one called like the Raising Cane's sauce that is like the one. You know, people really like that. My son has been. I know that.
Yeah.
You know the Raising Cane's sauce?
Yeah, cane sauce. Yeah.
Is it one that's like the...
Yeah, it's like that's the... People buy it by the gallons.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. Okay, there it is. Yeah.
Well, we take you now to the Clearwater, Florida. This is the Friday after Thanksgiving. 31-year-old Mackenzie Keeling ordered food to go from the Raising Cane's near her home. It's about a 10-mile drive. 10 miles she drove to get the chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And Mackenzie pulled the classic didn't check the bag before she left the restaurant move. Now, I would assume that it's been either taped shut or stapled shut, mm-hmm. but she didn't check the bag. And when she got all the way home, she said she was shorted 8 packs of cane sauce.
Jeez. Okay, yeah.
Now, she's not going to sit there and force dry chicken down her throat.
No. So eight packs? I mean, how many people are coming?
That's a big order.
I guess, yeah. 8 packs of cane sauce? Yeah. She didn't get any.
0.
The sauce is more important than the chicken.
You sound like you know something about it.
I've been there once. It is good. Like, no, I'm not a huge fan of it, but to people who like it, the sauce is more important
the deal.
Than the chicken.
Yeah, it's the thing. Yeah.
That's
right.
What sets it apart.
Yeah. So she shorted
8.
So 8 packs.
So Mackenzie gets back in her car, drives 10 miles back to the Raising Cane's in Clearwater, where, of course, she caused a scene, demanded to see the manager. Her name, the manager, is Tatiana Herbert. She gave her sauce, but the two women began to argue because Mackenzie demanded extra because she said, quote, you wasted my time and you wasted my gas. That's kind of a gray area. I don't know if you can't just give away product, but sometimes you can.
Well, if I were the manager, I would have given her like a $25 gift card or something. You know, I would have said, you know, sorry for your trouble. Here's your sauce and here's a free meal on us next time. You know, free lunch.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, that didn't happen. The two women began to yell. Things got physical. Mackenzie struck the manager in view of at least two coworkers and on surveillance cameras. Mackenzie spent the Friday night after Thanksgiving in jail and was bonded out the next day.
Well, of course she's in the wrong, but you're gonna want that sauce. I mean, that's the thing. And she drove 10 miles just to get the chicken and the sauce. I do feel the restaurant owes her a little something. And I'm sure she was really frustrated by the time she got there, you know.
Of course she was.
That's what happened.
But how many times do you grab a to-go order and don't check the bag?
Well,
that's one of Biggie's 10 commandments.
Well,
he didn't have a higher power, but he does have that. Check your bag.
Okay.
Unfortunately, he breaks it down on racial lines.
What is he
white says, people never check the bag.
White people never, don't, we just trust.
And I'm guessing Mackenzie.
You think she's white?
That sounds like a white man.
All right. That's profiling.
I know it is.
Mackenzie, likely a white, did not check her bag. Now, I'm guilty of not checking the bag. You know why I don't check the bag?
You're the whitest of the white.
I'm the whitest. You know why I don't check the bag? And my wife always says, make sure you check the bag. Well, I go through the drive-thru. And a lot of times it's at Chick-fil-A, and that's a very busy drive-thru.
There's people behind you.
So when I get the bag that is full of a bunch of stuff, usually, I just don't feel like I have time to go through all of it. I mean,
how many packs of fries?
Yeah, I mean, am I going to look at all the fries, and am I going to open each sandwich and make sure, okay, there's no pickle on that one and that kind of thing? You know, that's a lot. I just trust it. Mm-hmm. Now, I've been burned by it a few times.
You have.
Believe me. And my daughter one time she stopped at that burger place around here that people really like.
Cookout.
No. What's that one? It's really good.
Freddy's?
It's only in small.
Dario.
The Dario.
Dario.
We don't go to the Dario very much. And my daughter was driving past one, and my wife said, stop. And she called her and said, go wheel into the Dario.
Take your next right.
And my wife didn't get her fries, and boy, that did not sit well with
her.
And
that's not too close to your house.
No, she would have to go back. That was probably 15 minutes, like this woman. And boy, it did not sit well with my wife. You have to check the bag. That's what you have to do it. And I don't know, if you're picking it up yourself, do they usually staple it shut?
Yes.
Do they put a bag? I never
if you
that.
Grab it from, I mean, I've not been to a Raising Cane's, mm-hmm. but oftentimes they have a place,
yeah.
you know, where, for yeah. to-go orders.
That's typically yeah. for like DoorDash and stuff. If she yeah. just handed it to her through the window, typically, no, it wouldn't
right.
be stapled.
Right, but if she ordered it on the app and then went in, it would have been.
Quite possibly, yes.
Yeah. D, you're talking about Raising Cane's. This woman didn't get her sauce. Go ahead.
What's up, guys? I'm D, your number one black people want to listen except for James.
Thank you,
sir, D.
You know, you can comment on this about...
the divide.
Yeah, Biggie says there's a racial divide that black people check their food, check the bag, and white people don't. Do you see this? Do you agree with this?
That is correct. And this is why you know this person is white.
Okay.
That person drove back 10 miles. 10 to get some sauce. Not a black person in the world is going to waste their gas for one. They drive 10 miles to get their sauce. Then on top of that, a black person had already figured out what this sauce is, and we just made some at the house.
Yes. That's right. That's really all it takes. They just make it.
It's like, mayo, that's
fine.
Ketchup.
That's fine, yeah.
But exactly.
I hate it's dividing us on a racial, don't you? On a racial line like this. But Biggie always says that. We should be getting together on this thing.
We all want chicken.
Thank you. You know what? You know, you mentioned James, our departed P1 listener, who's so wonderful, and our greatest black P1 of all time. He said he liked to get chicken sandwiches with a bone in it. Like, that was his thing. He goes,
Oh, yes.
Yeah, well.
Yes.
He said, ask a black person about this. And
we got one
right here. Yeah. Is that true? A bone-in chicken sandwich?
Yes, the bone is the flavor of the chicken, of anything. If you get anything, you get a bone-in ribeye, you get a bone-in pork chop, mm-hmm. get everything with the bone.
Yeah, that's true. It's just eat around. It's just eat around the bone. Exactly. Yeah.
A little risk, better reward.
Right. That's exactly what James said. And he said, ask a black person the next time you talk to him. And
three and a half years later.
Okay. Here's D. So we got it. That's right. There is a chef. This is England now. He is begging some thieves to do the right thing. A work van from his bakery was stolen. And inside that work van, unbeknownst to the thieves, he thinks, were 2,500 pies worth
$32,000. 2,500?
Yes. He had pies loaded up.
How big was the truck?
Oh, wow. Huge work van, apparently.
Yeah.
And all those pies were in there. So he's saying, look, these pies will do nothing for you. You're not going to be selling pies on the black market. Take the van. Leave the pies.
I'm trying to find a bit of humor in it, and I'm just imagining these guys who thieved a van, and when they've opened up the back and found 2,500 pies and custard and gravy in it, and how on earth are they going to move that? But I think the thing that I find really galling is that there's just so much waste, all that food, and I just worry that these guys will just dump them somewhere. Like, how do you dispose of 2,500 pies and 100 liters of gravy and things like that? It's definitely findable, and if we find it today, you know, we could actually feed some people with it, and I think there's a lot of people who would appreciate that.
Ditch pie.
Yeah.
Look, I'm underprivileged, but I'm not an idiot. Yeah.
You want some?
Is there grass in this gravy?
some ditch pie here. Sounds like he's talking about like shepherd's pie.
Yeah, these are meat.
These
pies.
These are meat pies,
not like a pumpkin pie.
Correct. So they're in the back of the van, and he says, "Hey, you want some? You want some ditch pie? We've got it for you."
Today's the last day. Look, I got to throw them out tomorrow.
Yeah, this is it.